This is the Inland Journal. I'm Doug Nadvornik. The health insurance industry has had quite a ride during the last year or so. The Affordable Care Act is still the law of the land, but the requirement that you buy insurance or face a fine is gone. People continue to buy health insurance through their state exchanges, even though the federal government didn't work very hard during the last year to encourage people to do so. And now the state of Idaho is allowing companies to offer slimmed-down plans that are less expensive, even though the federal government hasn't endorsed that. Those are some of the issues that may come up next Tuesday during SPR's free public forum, Living in the Healthcare Maze. That's at Spokane City Hall between 6:30 and 8:30 p.m. My colleague Steve Jackson will host the forum. He also put together the panel for it. And so let's start there. Who's on the panel, Steve?
First of all, we have some kind of heavyweight players, I'd say, from Washington State. We have Mike Kreidler, our insurance commissioner. Michael Marchand, who some of you will recognize, he's the kind of the public information officer of the Washington Health Benefit Exchange that put together and signs folks up to those ACA plans. Elaine Couture is with Providence Healthcare right now. She's the former head of the State Hospital Association. And then we also have from the Community Health Centers of Spokane, Aaron Wilson, who is the CEO of that organization. So that's the four main panelists. And then I've got a kind of a myriad of people I call the sub-panelists that are in the audience that have expertise in maybe one or two various issues, you know, everything from trying to put the Medicaid expansion on the Idaho ballot, as well as an advocate for the single-payer system here in Washington.
So what are some of the issues that you think are going to be top of mind at that forum?
And there are a lot of them. Just to kind of breeze through them, I mean, you talked about the individual mandate going away. That's obviously kind of what we used to call the elephant in the room. The overall accomplishments and or challenges facing ACA. Proponents will try to say, hey, we've signed up thousands of people in Washington State on both Medicaid and or the ACA plans, and that's a good thing. Obviously, there's challenges facing ACA. We want to find out what they are. Some of the more specifics, and the people we'll talk to, for example, Elaine Couture, the Providence person, we want to ask her if some of the higher deductibles in some of the insurance policies that we're seeing, especially from workplace insurance, if those higher deductibles are meaning folks are putting off their health care. But conversely, we want to ask if there's more people that are in health care, if that has reduced the number of people that have had to go to emergency rooms where all the big costs are incurred, because now they should be able to get routine preventative care. I mean, that was one of the main things that was touted by ACA proponents, was that they were going to, you know, reduce the emergency room visits that the costs are passed on to the public. Another topic, how is technology changing the face of healthcare? Are more people able to be treated at home for illnesses that used to require hospitalization? Elaine Couture mentioned to me on the phone that there's even more and more little apps for your phone that can be used to monitor your health. The Idaho question, what we'd hope to do was get somebody from Idaho. They have some bills in the legislature to ask for waivers from the federal government on allowing non-ACA compliant plans to be sold. And at the same time, they've asked some insurance companies like, I think, Blue Cross of Idaho to begin to sell some of these shorter-term non-ACA compliant plans. I want to find out the latest status on that. I mean, it's changing every day. Just last Friday, a federal agency told Idaho they didn't want allow them to sell those plans, but I'd like to be able to provide our audience information on the latest status of that. So we may not have an Idaho person there, but we'll try to answer some of the Idaho questions. Also, the big thing in Idaho, of course, is trying to expand Medicaid. They've got something like 78,000 people in Idaho that are in this Medicaid gap, they call it. People that make too much money to qualify for Medicaid, even though some of these people are making virtually nothing. I mean, as little as $5,000 a year for a family of four is what I heard. And you still make too much to qualify for Medicaid. But then this gap goes all the way up to people that make something like $20,000 because they're making not enough money to get the subsidies from ACA. And of course, the main thing that we're trying to get across is that we want our audience, you know, this is a live event. We want to get as many people down there to the city council chambers next week, Tuesday night, 6:30 p.m., to ask questions of all these panelists. I mean, it could have to do with your own experiences trying to sign up for healthcare, what you think the future of healthcare should be. I'm compiling questions and I'm trying to get as many as I can, but I really want to get the people's questions answered. So it's an open invite to try to get people down there to participate.